This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, Harmony, where we look at family dynamics within the Quran. We're continuing on today with the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we've spoken about a couple of different examples of family interactions and dynamics from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam that are featured within the Quran. Today we're going to be talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam with his children and his son Ismail in particular. And again, the general premise, I want to establish the premise of what we're going to be talking about. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about children within the Quran, it's very interesting. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the worldly gifts and blessings, the worldly resources that Allah has given us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a particular word to talk about it. That word is i'ta. A'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave every creature certain worldly abilities and resources and faculties, etc. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the spiritual blessings that He bestows upon His servants, He uses the verb i'ta. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا الْإِيْتَى وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدَ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. When Allah speaks about granting wisdom. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about giving children, the word that Allah uses is hiba. It comes from the word hiba, which means gift. And it's used in various forms. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Allah gifts a son to whomsoever He wills. Allah gifts a daughter to whomsoever He wills. When the prophets are making dua, asking for children, they say, هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, not give me, not grant me, but bestow the gift of a child upon me. So children, they are something that, you know, people find a lot of emotional fulfillment through. They are something that people are emotionally connected and invested into. If we want to use the Islamic vernacular, we can say, children are something that people have desires attached to. There's a desire for having a child, wanting a child, the emotional fulfillment, the love, the affection. There's an element of that a person wants a child for their own fulfillment. And there's something very deeply, profoundly spiritual about children as well, because it's an opportunity to pass on the faith and the iman that we have been given. But above and beyond all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a gift. You don't deserve this. You don't get to demand this. You haven't done anything to earn this. This is a gift from Allah. So now, if such a blessing is bestowed upon a servant, that Allah calls it a gift, there's nothing you could have done to earn this or deserve this. This is bestowed by Allah, whomsoever He wills, whatever He wills. It's a gift. Then what is the responsibility that comes with that? What is the expectation that comes with that? And that's demonstrated to us in the story of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam saying in terms of dua? Like, what is the dua, what is the supplication that he's making in regards to children, his son? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in surah number 14, the surah that is named after the Prophet Ibrahim, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 40. This is a very well-known dua. We recite this dua within our prayers, our supplications. And the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam is, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِيَّتِي. The very first thing he asks for, which is very interesting, because anyone who's a parent can speak to this, the physical, the emotional, the mental well-being of one's child, it's something that occupies your mind, your heart at all times. Once you become a parent, you're just basically worried all the time. It's called being a parent. You're just in a constant state of worry and concern. You're always nervous. You're always preparing for what? Nobody knows, but something. And that's the default of a parent. But the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us. Think about today. Let's think about ourselves today. What do we think about? Obviously, the physical well-being, medical, health, food, nourishment, nurturing. Then we think about education, school, right? Eventually, we think about life and work and independence and financial stability. We think about all these things. We worry about all these things. What is Ibrahim alayhi salam worrying about? He's a parent. He's just as worried as I am, as you are. But what's he worrying about? رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِيَّتِي. I find myself. I was at the Haram in Mecca. I lose track how many days. 2 weeks ago. And as soon as I open up my hands, I'm making tawaf, I'm making dua. I'm saying, oh Allah, give my children good health. Which is nice. It's not a bad thing to ask for. But that's the first thing that pops out of my mouth. Oh Allah, protect my children, keep them healthy, keep them safe. It's a good thing. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِيَّتِي. Oh Allah, make me, he's talking about himself, make me someone who establishes my prayer, who maintains my prayer, who takes care of my salah, وَمِنْ ذُرِيَّتِي. And my children, make them the kinds of people, allow them to grow up to be the kind of people who will take care of their prayer. The very first dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam makes, the thing he's worried about more above and beyond everything else, is the iman, the soul, the spirituality of his child. Physical health, very important. Education, very important. But that's number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 down the list. But number 1 on the list is the soul of my child. That's what's most important. That's what he makes dua for. And that is further, that all culminates and comes to fruition in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 127, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. That moment came where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed one of the greatest honors that has ever been bestowed upon any human being. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his friend, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, to go to the hallowed sacred ground of Mecca, Makkatul Mukarramah, and to go there to the site and the place of the Kaaba. And then Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam, you will raise the foundations of the Kaaba. There is a place that is marked there, that is the most sacred place on earth. You will go there and you will raise those foundations up and you will erect a structure there. And then you will make a call, and for the rest of the history of humanity, يَأْتُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ, that people will flock from all around the world and they will come pouring into this place. And everyone's usually kind of semi-active on social media. Everyone's probably been seeing the pictures and the videos and the footage from Mecca. You see that? It's just a sea of humanity. All of that goes back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we know, the Quran speaks about this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this. مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا. That whoever starts and establishes, begins a good practice, they will get the reward of it, and everyone else who will follow after them, that person will have the reward of it. So all of the worship, all of the good that is going on there at the Kaaba, all connects back to the Prophet Ibrahim. Allah bestowed that honor upon him. But that's not the whole ayah. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. When Abraham went and raised the foundations of the Kaaba, وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ. And he wasn't alone. His son, that same, you know, that baby boy that he held in his arms, and he made dua, and he said, oh Allah, take care of the soul of this child. Give him iman, give him strength, spirituality. That baby boy is now grown up, he's a young man, and he's standing right by the side of his father, handing the bricks to his father, and they are constructing the Kaaba together. And that is presented to us in the Quran as success. This is a success story. This is a successful example of parenting. This is the role model, this is the example. And I need to reflect on it. I won't speak to anyone else. I need to reflect on this. That how do I define success for my child and for myself as a parent? The degrees that I'll hang on the wall, or just the physical safety, those are all important. But what about the soul? And we pray that we don't have to choose one over the other. That's why I referenced a dua earlier, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Good in this life and good in the next life. But it does make a difference which one I prioritize. And so our priority with our children needs to be that we give them a meaningful, a strong relationship with Allah, a connection to Allah, a connection to the Quran, to the book of Allah, a connection to this deen and this religion, the morals, the ethics, the principles of this religion. And if we can leave that for our children, we will have succeeded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the iman of our future generations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be able to pass on our iman and our spirituality to our children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to raise righteous, pious children. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.